Paris Climate Talks, What's in it for the Arctic? Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
The Arctic is the leading edge of climate change, our leading indicator of what the entire planet faces.
President Obama told foreign ministers from around the world meeting last summer in Anchorage that he came to Alaska to draw attention to climate change and how it's affecting the Arctic.
Arctic temperatures are rising about twice as fast as the global average.
Obama's historic visit to Alaska was among several actions he's taken in recent months to show resolve in addressing global warming in the lead-up to the Paris Climate Conference. Delegates from nearly 200 nations will convene there next week to consider an agreement to sharply reduce greenhouse gas emissions to slow global warming. A State Department official says that would indirectly benefit the Arctic.
The word Arctic may not actually be mentioned in the agreement.
But Karen Florini, a deputy special envoy for climate change, says Arctic nations and residents stand to gain from a conference focus on adaptation to help residents of the region cope with more flooding, wildfires, and other impacts.
The Arctic will be a principal beneficiary because, of course, the Arctic is warming 2 to 3 times as fast as the rest of the planet, and that's putting a lot of stress on Arctic systems.
Elizabeth Dabney is the executive director of Fairbanks-based Northern Alaska Environmental Center, and she says adaptation provisions must help Arctic residents cope with the warming climate.
There needs to be solutions presented to communities to not only adapt to climate change, but able to mitigate its effect.
Jessica Gerard, the center's Arctic program director, hopes the agreement will promote increased use of renewable energy and decrease dependence on fossil fuels, though she realizes that's an unpopular idea in a cold region that depends on those fuels for heat, electricity, and economic activity.
It's very difficult to talk about mitigation in Alaska when 88% of our economy is based on oil.
Gerard says Alaska's the perfect place to transition from fossil fuels because it has an abundance of wind, hydro, geothermal, and other renewable energy resources.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.